What's good with it? This is your boy High Rise, and then welcome back to High Rise Sports Talk. All right, we got a lot of things we're about to get to, right? We got Alabama, Vandy. We got Miami. We got the UT and OU Red River rivalry classic coming that we're going to talk about. We got the NCAA ranking. We got the Cowboys win. We got the Bills loss. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. What's going on with that? We got B-More, and we got the Commanders coming up. And we also starting off with the NBA season, right? So we got some things we're going to talk about. So let's get on up into it, right? All right, first things first, the Alabama and Vandy game. That was a one for the ages, right? Bama lost that game. If you was under a freaking rock, I always use that analogy because it's like, again, this was one of the upsets that's going to go down in history, right? Bama lost that game 35-40 to Vandy, right? So you're looking at that. I don't know what happened. Hit up my partner. I say, hey, listen, I don't know if Georgia just gassed them boys the week before. I don't know if Bama just looked at Vandy like, hey, it's going to be a cakewalk. But like the old saying, right, any given Saturday, anything can happen. But Vandy put it to them boys. It's like they didn't know what to do. I don't know if the Nick Saban special sauce that he added to that team while he was there. He took it away. Be honest with you, this may be the downfall of what we know as the Roll Tide, right? Now, cool, got it. Let me pump my brakes a little bit. I think Bama is going to, of course, make the 12 playoff. You know, they're going to make the playoffs. 12 slots. You know, and they're going to make the playoffs. But this game right here makes you think. Last week, I spoke about Georgia and Bama, right? Were they just that much better than everybody else? It just was evenly matched. That's the reason why Bama beat Georgia. Or is everybody else just that much worse than those two teams, right? Vandy has something to say. Bama went down there to Tennessee and got their ass smashed, right? You say, hey, smashed 35-40. I don't give a damn. Vandy wasn't even supposed to be in the game. So I look at it as a fucking smash. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Hey, it's my opinion. And you know how they say about opinions. Opinions is like booty holes. Everybody goddamn got one. So that's my opinion, right? But it is what it is. Let's go into it. All right, Jalen Milroe, what was he looking at, right? 24 passes, 18 completion of those. He had 310 yards, one touchdown, and one pick. Looked pretty decent, right? But considering who you're playing for, who it is, that ain't good enough. That ain't going to get it done. All right? So I'm pretty sure right now, Bama's licking their wounds. Hey, they about to come out swinging. I think they're going to be okay. I truly do. This year. All right? But then again, hey, that's all we got. We got the here and the now, right? So we'll worry about next year when it come around, but I think Bama's going to be okay. They're going to recover from this, and they're going to come out swinging. And like I said before, they're going to make the playoffs, and we're just going to see what they're going to goddamn do during the playoffs. You know what I mean? So let's move on. Let's talk about these Miami Hurricanes, right? Y'all barely squeaking by. Barely squeaking by. Let's think about it. Y'all play Virginia Tech, right? Y'all barely squeezed that out at home. That was 38-34. Y'all barely squeezed that game out. Then y'all go to California. Barely squeeze out the goddamn California game. We talk about 39-38. The way I look at it, though, is, you know, even right now, you know, Miami is ranked number 6. Why are they ranked number 6? Right? Me personally, I think it's because of who they have behind the center. All right, big shout out to my partner. Well, he ain't my partner, but I'm calling my partner because he's a Texas boy. You know, ain't Cam Ward, he's looking good behind the center. Now, is that the reason why they continue to be ranked high as they are? It's because they have Cam Ward, who's a Heisman hopeful behind the damn center? I mean, I don't know. Because if you ask me, they shouldn't be ranked that damn high, considering they're barely squeaking by. Right now, I'm a firm believer on, hey, in the trenches, shit is going to happen, right? Ben but don't break. But for me, that terminology is used when it comes to the good teams. When you're talking about freaking Virginia Tech and you're talking about a Cal, right, going up against this Miami Hurricanes team, that analogy don't fucking fit. Because ain't no way in hell they supposed to be that close. All right? So, that being said, it is what it is. All right? Hey, Miami, we're going to see what y'all boys got. You're moving on. Hey, we're going to check you out and see if y'all as good as y'all say y'all are, or if y'all as good as the freaking goddamn rankings say y'all are. I mean, because, once again, we're having these issues with y'all barely squeaking by these bum-ass teams. Right? And then motherfucker be like, a win is a win. Yeah, I get it. Right? When you playing those type of caliber of teams, win is a win. Not in this situation. I ain't gonna let you take that one and run with that one. All right. But anyway, let's go down, move on. This is something that's very dear to me. Once again, I'm a Texas boy. All right. So we got coming up. We got this Texas and OU Red River Showdown. It's one of my favorites, people. Hey, I get up for this game because it don't matter how high Texas is ranked, how low they ranked, how high OU is ranked, or how low they rank. This is always going to be a good game. Always going to be a good game. All right. So let's talk about some specifics with this goddamn game. All right. So this game this is one for the ages right here, because this particular rivalry dates back to the 1900, right? To be specific, all right, the first game that was played, Texas and OU, for this rivalry was October 10th, 1900, right? Texas beat them. It was 28-2, right? That's when all this shit popped off between this rivalry between these two, right? All right, so let's talk about what the name says, right? It's called the Red River Showdown, right? The name refers to which it's a border between Texas and Oklahoma, right? The Red River, right? That's why, right? That's how this got named that, right? So the record for this specific game, right, is 63-51. And five, right? So that's 63 wins, 51 losses, and 5 ties, right? And this is Texas. There's all this goes Texas way. So Texas has won this 63 times, has lost 51, and they tied them boys 5 times, right? So this one right here is going to be a big one for me to watch this game and see, because now these boys are we're bringing this to the SEC. I think this is good for the SEC, right? Helps out as far as like the rivalries and stuff like that, right? So and everybody's like, they calling me, hey Rise, what you think gonna happen? X, you know what? I have faith in my Longhorns to go ahead and get it done. But like I said before, once again, this is one of those games that can be a toss up, right? But I'm all for it. I'm all freaking for it. All right. So let's move on. Right, we're gonna talk about this NCAA rankings, right? So you got Texas up there at number one, you got Ohio State number two, Oregon number three, Penn State's number four. All right, you got Georgia that failed at number five. Of course, like I said before, Miami number six, you got Bama at seven, Tennessee at eight, right? I don't even want to get into Tennessee and the way they fumbled that bag. All right, you got nine at Ole Miss, Clemson 10, all right, and I'm gonna leave it at that. Right. So for me, like I said last week, and continue to say, right, Texas is getting into the SEC. They're getting in there, right? First game they played was Mississippi State. They went it, they went and did some damage to them boys in Starkville or whatever. But once again, they got OU coming up. That's something very familiar to them. After that, they got Georgia, right? So we about to start seeing what Texas is about, getting into this SEC gauntlet, right? And I'm all for it, you know what I mean? We're going to see what's going to happen with that. Now, we about to get into these goddamn Cowboys. Man, let me tell you like this. The Cowboys played the Steelers this past weekend. And this game was something to see. All right. You had Dak Prescott, that freaking, my boy Dak, right? Let's talk about it like this, right? Dak went down into Pittsburgh, and he had some issues. He had two interceptions. He had a fumble. Matter of fact, fuck it. All the turnovers that Dallas had playing against Pittsburgh was all Dak. Was all goddamn Dak. All right? And I can say that, right? We all can say that. We've seen it. We see how it went. But at the end of the day, what happened? Right? Dak went down. He drove the Dallas Cowboys down the field. And with 20 seconds left in the freaking game, he won the game for him. Won the game for him. And I keep watching these shows and everybody's talking about, hey, well, they did this, they did that, all this other bullshit or whatever. And I get it. But, damn, get a boy's goddamn props, man. I'm going to say it again, bend but don't break, right? Dallas Cowboys have been a team that always broke. They always break. It was said, in, you know, hey, he can never win it when it counts. He won that one. But all of a sudden, now that he wins that one, it's like, well, Pittsburgh wasn't all that good. Pittsburgh had this going on. They had the quarterback that does X, Y, Z, whatever. But before that game, oh, Pittsburgh was, hey, they up, hey, they this, they that, they defense, da-da-da-da, right? You got the Hall of Fame, you know, soon to be Hall of Fame, Coach Mike Tomlin doing his thing, whatever, you know, big ups to Mike Tomlin. Just get a boy his props, right? When it counted, he produced, he won the fucking game. Period. When you talk about these other quarterbacks, you know, you talk about the Josh Allen, you talk about the freaking, you know what I mean, Patrick Mahomes, Jared Goff, like all these boys, right? When they go win the game, ain't nobody talking about the shit that they did during the game, fucking up or whatever it is. They give them their props. They give them their props, right? So that's all I'm asking when it comes to the fucking Dallas Cowboys, you know, and give them their props. Now, at the end of the day, shit, we about to see what they made of. Right? Nobody is saying right now that the fucking Dallas Cowboys are winning the Super Bowl. We're not saying that shit. All we're saying is he played a good game. Even though, shit, the defensive side of the ball was all fucked up. Right? Dak went out there and did his thing. Them boys went out there and they produced and they brought a game home to the home team. Right? And that's what happens, right? When your team win, you give them their props and you move on to the next fucking week. But now all I'm hearing, oh, y'all think y'all about to win the fucking Super Bowl, da da da. Nah, ain't nobody saying that shit once again. Right? We basking in this win. And now we going on to the next. We play the Detroit Lions, and we're about to see how they produce then. Period, point blank, it is what it is. All right. Now, here's the thing about this. So, we're going to move on to the goddamn Buffalo Bills. Lord, this right here is the Buffalo Bills has went from sugar to shit real quick. Josh Allen. I don't know what this man is doing. I get it. They say this motherfucker is a monster. He towel with this. He run through this. He do X, Y, and Z or whatever, and I see it. But every time I watch Josh Allen play, I cringe a little bit. Because he do shit that a quarterback shouldn't be doing. And just because you've managed to do it this long, don't mean that it's going to continue to go that way, my boy. And we saw that when he got knocked on his ass. Now come to find out he had a concussion. Right? So some of the things, like for me with Josh Allen, it's like, bro, like you have to understand. Before Diggs got there, yeah, you were decent. You were. He amplified that. Right? Diggs ain't there no more. People, oh, we fucking good. We good. We good. Don't look that way. Don't look that way. Because them Texans put it on his ass. They did. And I don't know if y'all saw Diggs. Hey, he looking at his ass like, yeah, okay, okay. Because sometimes, hey, you think it's you, but it ain't all you, bro. It ain't all you. And it's starting to fucking show. Starting to show. All right. Hopefully they turn their season around. You know what I mean? They didn't drop two real quick. Hopefully they can turn it around. It is what it is. All right, let's move on. This is the one I want to talk about. We're going to talk about A-Rod, Aaron Rodgers. All right, so everybody knows that I'm not going to call Aaron Rodgers a coach killer. Right? I'm not going to say that. But what I will say is, think about it like this. Just not too long ago, right? Years ago, right? When Mike McCarthy was coaching at Green Bay, right? What happened to Mike McCarthy? See, that guy got fucking fired. Right? He got fired. Are we seriously sitting back thinking that Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with that fucking firing? Some may say no. I say yeah. Right? You could tell that relationship started to go fucking south real quick. Right now, Robert Saleh, he just got fucking fired. And everybody can see the writing on the wall, right? That Aaron Rodgers was not happy with this fucking guy. He was not. You can see it. Right? So Aaron Rodgers want to go on the Pat McAfee show and say that he had nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? Now, that's on you to believe him or not. Me, I read, right? Body language, just everything, right? Some of the things that he said, right? For example, which I think is kind of fucked up, you know what I mean? Robert Saleh said something about as far as like the quarterback pitch, right? We need to cut it down. And Rodgers comes back and say, how about holding these motherfuckers accountable? That was his response to it, right? It's a tick for tack. It's a back and forth. You say they called you to check on you. Soon after that, Robert Saleh is fired. So Aaron Rodgers goes on the Pat McAfee show and say, oh, yeah, it just baffles me that y'all think I got that much fucking power. Right? This is what I'm going to say about that. It's so funny that Aaron Rodgers say that it baffles him that we think that he has that much power. But when you got to the Jets, what you asked for? You asked for Odell Beckham Jr. Got him. Alan Lazard. Got him. You wanted your old partner back. Randall Cobb. Got him. You wanted tight end. Mercedes Lewis. Got him. If that ain't power, I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know what it is. Right? And me saying that, it's only a few coaches out there that has that much amount of cachet where it don't matter who the fuck you are. I ain't losing my damn job. One, that's Mike Tomlin. We already know Mike Tomlin ain't letting nobody come in. Hey, he ain't losing his job to no goddamn player. That's one, right? And I'm going to say probably Andy Reid, right? And I say probably because we're talking about Patrick Mahomes over there. If Patrick Mahomes get a little bit upset with Andy Reid and ain't feeling the motherfucker no more, he probably can pull that thread and get somebody else in there. Right. So since I say it like that, maybe just Mike Tomlin. Right. But the way I'm looking at it is, it's two players that I can think of right now that's in the NFL quarterback wise that could be able to make those decisions and move shit around like that. Right. That to really move it around. And the first one is Aaron freaking Rodgers. Because at the end of the day, if Aaron Rodgers wanted him to stay, I'm pretty sure he could have went to the brass and said, hey, I need him to goddamn stay. So miss me with the bullshit, right? I'm not one of them motherfuckers where you can say, hey, the moon is made out of cheese, and I'm going to be like, hey, let me go goddamn get some crackers and shit. And what I mean by that is, miss me with the bullshit. He may say he didn't know. Cool, got it. But if you wanted to goddamn, if you wanted to keep him there, if you wanted him there, you could have kept him goddamn there. Point blank, period. So let me jump off that horse. All right, let's go into this next one. This is an interesting one. We got Baltimore. We got the versus the Commanders coming up. This is one of the biggest games because you're looking at Baltimore with a 3-2 record. And you're looking at these Commanders with a 4-1 record, right? Hey, Commanders, welcome to the party, baby. Right? For the longest, y'all been sitting outside the goddamn club and the bouncer ain't let y'all asses in. Now, I don't know what you did. I don't know if you fucking paid them or what. They let y'all in the goddamn club, so y'all good now. Y'all posted up. Y'all ain't fucking goddamn VIP. You got your drinks and shit or whatever. And y'all looking pretty, right? But this is my issue with this shit, right? So, I got some partners that's from the DMV, right? And what they did was, they jumped off the goddamn bandwagon and drove their ass up the way. And now they on the goddamn Baltimore Ravens goddamn bandwagon, right? But oh shit. Commanders are 4-1. So what y'all gonna do? Y'all gonna jump back on down over here to the commander side? Is that what y'all gonna do? Right? For me, if I was a goddamn Commanders fan, I would tell y'all as to stay where the fuck you at. Cause I've been rooting for these goddamn Cowboys for a minute. And I ain't jumping off the fucking bandwagon. That ain't how we get down. But this is gonna be an interesting one. I'm anxious to see this game. I ain't rooting for nobody. You know what I'm talking about? I'm a big Lamar Jackson fan, right? Big ups to him or whatever. But this is going to be an interesting. This is just going to be one that I can watch and say, okay, wherever the wind may blow, it is what it is. You know what I'm talking about? But they got this young Thundercat over there on the Commanders team. You know, ain't Jaden Daniels or whatever. And I agree with what the cat said. He's being compared to Lamar Jackson, right? And I hate when that happens, right? As great as Lamar is, Jaden Daniels is his own man. We like to say, oh, this player, hey, he's the new X, Y, and Z. He's the new, no, motherfucker, I'm me. And ain't no disrespect with him saying that. It ain't. You're him. And to try to compare me to anybody, I mean, it's not disrespectful, but me as a man, don't compare me to no goddamn body. I'm me. Right? The old saying, all I got is my balls, my work. You know what I mean? Shit, I add to it my name. That's what I got. My balls, my word, and my fucking name. So my last name is what it is. I'm not the new nobody. Right? So I'm so happy to see this game because once again, you ride up the road, you in Baltimore. To have these two teams that are doing this good. And hopefully it continues to stay that way, right? This is going to be a great rivalry. But hopefully my Cowboys got something to say about that shit, right? As far as like the Commanders, X, Y, and Z. Well, it is what it is, right? I'm going to leave it at that, right? All right. So with this next subject, you know, I'm just going to touch on a little bit or whatever. And then I'm going to leave it alone because we got the season coming up and I want to dig and dabble into that or whatever. You know, we got the NBA season coming in or whatever. I seen the boy Wimby play with goddamn Chris Paul. Chris Paul is exactly where he needs to be at in San Antonio over there with Greg Popovich, right? The best coach, right, that ever coached the game on the NBA side, right? The best coach. I think Chris Paul being – he's a surgeon when it comes to point guard play. I think him and Wimby, they're going to be outstanding. I think Spurs are going to really do some damage this year. You know what I mean? Look forward to that, right? I saw Bronny and LeBron play. I'll be honest with y'all. When Bronny got drafted, my mindset of it was more so of like, you know, I think that they did this just for the publicity, right? LeBron playing with his son, and it is what it is. You know what I mean? My only issue with that was the pressure now that's put on Bronny. It's a lot of pressure put on Bronny, right? You got to live up to that name, brother. If they would have let goddamn the Golden State Warriors draft him like they wanted to, okay, he can go over there, he can do his own thing, he can be his own man. But you under your daddy's shadow now, man, right? That's hard. That's hard to live up to. You know what I mean? You know, I make my little jokes to my partners or whatever about his play or whatever, but I'll be honest with you. I'm rooting for the young man. I hope he can live up to that, right? That's hard. You know what I mean? Your pops is arguably, you know, the GOAT. And I say arguably, because he ain't my damn GOAT, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? But that's hard. It's gonna be hard for him. I hope he comes through that and does his damn thing, or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm looking at my Mavericks. Them boys is looking cold over there, right? I ain't gonna get into that. I'm gonna say that for another day. But it's all here, baby. You know what I mean? We got football going on. You know what I mean? With the freaking NFL, NCAA. We got the NBA, and we got the NCAA basketball getting ready to kick off in real soon or whatever. Hey, you can't get nothing better than this, right? And I'm all for it. I'm all for it. All right. I want to thank those. You know, this is my third episode. I want to thank those that's been supporting me, that's been listening to my stuff or whatever, giving me feedback, X, Y, and Z. Hey, the ball gonna keep rolling. You know what I mean? Once again, I want to thank y'all for listening. This is your boy High Rise, and thank you for tuning in to High Rise Sports Talk. I'm out here. I'll see y'all next week, baby.